Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, so we've talked about a couple trade rumors, and if you want that, odyssey.com rewind, but look, Morning Show did a good job with this, and it's interesting. John Jansen kind of foreshadowed what he believes the future of college football is. And John and I may disagree on a lot of things, but I do agree with John. I do. I miss the old days. I miss the 90s or the early 2000s. I didn't have a problem with the BCS. Well, the damn computers are picking the teams, Marv. It didn't bother me. Or even the four-team playoff. Well, John is basically telling you you're going to get the NFL, which is something Rico and I agree with. Agreeing with something and liking something is two different things. So David listed the 32 teams that would get in. Also, I'm disgusted by David because South Carolina wasn't a part of it. I digress. The point I'm making, I want to have a conversation that do you actually want? Like, predicting something doesn't mean you want it to happen. Like, I predict we're all going to die. That's not a positive outcome. But in fact, it's true. We're all going to be dead. Same thing here.
Wait. So I say things and get the deflator drop. He calls us all to say we're all going to die, and David just lets it go.
Well, it's just a fact.
Okay.
Well, I was getting ready to play My Life Sucks, but...
No. Life is beautiful, but we all know... It's going to end. So my point is, saying that this is going to be the future, I don't think it's outlandish, and I don't think it's inaccurate. Here's my question. Who wants it? Now, Rico might, his prerogative. I don't think you're a bad person if you want this. I don't. What I get tired of is, A, being sold a bill of goods or being told I'm bad because I don't. I'm not going to do that. I don't want this. It's like convincing someone to want a food they don't like. Like if I convinced Rico, no, you've been missing out all these years because you don't eat salmon. Rico doesn't like any seafood, any. And there's no point convincing him. That's this for me. Okay?
The salmon, a plate of salmon for me, a plate of cucumbers for you, bowl of cucumbers for you.
Disgusting. So look. I would love to know from you, the listeners, whether you heard the Morning Show on odyssey.com rewind, they did a very nice job with it, or David consolidating it. A 32-team Super League, that's what college football turns into. Do you want that? Rico, take it away.
No, I would rather not. I mean, for me, it was simple, and they went right past it. The 18 playoff, I thought was the perfect number. That games would mean something, Mike. You're only allowed one loss per year. After that, you take yourself out of the equation. So the regular season mattered. Now, if you get, you know, the 32-team playoff, I guess it's really where the pool of the national champion comes from anyway. So we're just going ahead and saying, okay, we're going to quit the facade. It's really going to be one of these 32 teams who's going to win it all. So we're just going to all move over to this side of the street, and you all could go over to that side of the street. I'm not a big fan of that, but I see where it's going to go. I agree with you. I liked, for me, I was cool with the 14 playoff, but progress, and it's going to happen. I don't know who asked for this. It wasn't me.
Oh, your friends at the networks. That's who.
But they went past the perfect number. And now, let's be realistic, it's going to keep going until it hits at least 16 teams in the playoffs.
I quit. Okay.
You already see what I mean?
I know.
You see where 14? Really? You gave the 12 team 1 year. Guys, Alabama didn't make it. Huh, we got to change things.
Guys, at 4:15 in the afternoon, I just need Tenny's to tell me if you want it or not. Do you believe this is the future of college football? And is this what you want? That's it. 248-539-9797. I think it's disgusting. I think it destroys rivalries. It destroys conferences. It destroys any familiarity with the sport we loved. It takes geography and throws it in the garbage. And it turns it into a government cheese version of what we get on Sunday. I don't need it. Don't want it. Don't care about it.
See, I don't think that this is where it's going to go, Mike. And it's only because there are four organizations that love to hear their name being called. And that's the Power Four conferences. That would mean you would have to dissolve the Big Ten and the SEC. They're never going to allow that to happen.
When the check comes in and it's three times as big, they're all whores. I hate to tell you, they're all whores.
That means you have to change your name.
Whores, Kenny. Whores.
What about the academics and blah, blah, blah?
Whores. These people have no scruples. These are feckless losers who run this sport. And they can all be bought. So I'm just telling you.
I think that that's the only thing that's going to keep this all from happening is that you're going to have to convince four conferences to give up their name and to consolidate under one. Because now you can't have Kenny talking about his pillow fights because the SEC, they're right there with
Kenny,
the Big Ten.
Kenny, you willing to give up the SEC chant and it just means more? Is this what you want to see?
No, this is not what I want to see, but I think I'm like you guys in that I'm resigned to the fact that this is our future. This is where it's going to go. I think it's disgusting like you. I think it destroys all meaningful rivalries that will exist in the sport. Maybe new ones can be created down the line, but no, I don't like this one bit.
No. So again, who wants it? Just that's what I want to know. Who desires what John Jansen feels is going to happen? And what David pieced together here with the 32-team Super League. And Rico's right in one thing. Is the national champion 99 out of 100 years going to come from that group of 32? Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
But the adventure of college football, this is the problem with where we're at. Now, winning your conference doesn't mean anything. The regular season really doesn't mean anything. Like, again, I want to say this. Michigan and Ohio State meant nothing last year. The Big Ten championship game meant nothing. ACC title game, also nothing. SEC title game, you guessed it, nothing. Like, this is the issue. I loved the regular season. It was a high wire act. Mm-hmm. And I can totally meet Rico in the middle on something. If you went to an 8-team playoff, mm-hmm. you would preserve enough of the regular season that everyone could have been happy. What I can't do is what we're doing now. It's a bridge too far, and if you go to 16, forget it. So my question is just simple. Do you want this?
Yeah, because college football is the one sport. Perfection is, you almost want to see perfection all of the time.
I love
any other sport, you're allowed to lose games. But in college football, we have been conditioned that once you lose, you're done. And I think that's where a lot of resistance comes from. Because you're like, but this team lost two games. Yeah, but they won enough games that they made the playoffs. NFL, we don't get angry over this. Any other sport, we don't.
No, because it's pros. It's different.
Right? It's even college hoops, it's like you're allowed to lose. There's a such thing as good losses. But in college football, we have been told perfection is the standard. And that's gone. And I think that's one of the reasons why you and a lot of people don't like the sport anymore.
No.
Because now it's just like, okay, I thought that maybe it would be enhanced because you would get better quality of games and teams wouldn't be afraid to lose, but you're not even getting that. You're getting, okay, well, let's just schedule as many cupcakes as we can to try to work the system.
Oh, Kurt Cignetti, is that you? 248-539, you looked at their non-con schedule this year?
Let me take a look.
Yeah, pull that up on the Betamax. David, what are the early returns on this?
18 playoff with the Pac-10 reinstated.
Oh.
That's what I want.
He saw it. Rico opened the not safe for work text. It's called Indiana's schedule.
The non-con? Wow.
Go ahead. Better games. That's what I was promised.
Right. They're going to kick the year off against the Old Dominion Monarchs.
Next.
Followed by a quality game against the Kennesaw State. What's their mascot, Mike? I know you know this.
It's actually a picture of Kenny.
It's the Owls.
Kennesaw State. It's actually Drunk Kenny in a Red Wings jersey.
And then it's the great in-state rival, not Purdue, Indiana State Sycamores.
Shout out Larry Bird.
Larry Bird ain't coming down that tunnel.
So, yeah. Okay. David, go ahead. You may resume. Rico can't get over this.
I missed the BCS era. I actually love when the bowl games meant something. Oklahoma Boise is one of the best games I've ever watched.
Look, and I know the cynics, and like I've had this battle with Cookies on the podcast before. Well, the bowls never meant anything, but they did. Mm-hmm. Like I just, if you weren't alive for it, I can't explain it to you.
The BCS, the bowls meant something, and then because they actually had to cap it because it got to the point where how bad you beat a team was actually a good thing.
So margin of victory.
If you were going head to head and, okay, you know what? I got to beat this team by 40 points because I know, Mike, your team's going to beat them by 30 points and I need to stay ahead of the computer. So they had to cap it. But yes, it was I guess it was the best way. I like the 4-team playoff because at least it was head to head.
You got to pick one though. Like if you're doing what the morning show did.
Right. It would be the 4-team playoff.
Just that brief era where you still needed to be almost perfect.
Yes.
You got 4 teams.
The conference championship games meant something.
Big time. They were de facto playoff
games. They were the quarterfinal games.
Like, look at this year. I'll say it again. Oregon and Penn State didn't mean ugats. They both got in. Clemson and SMU, oops, both in. Oh, Texas and Georgia, both in.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why if I had to pick one, it's the 4-team playoffs.
Okay.
Because I'd rather you see it played out on the field than let computers analyze who's the best team.
Fair. I'm not mad at it. So do you
computers
want...
can't quantify for Scataboo.
No, you can't. Do you want this? John Jansen believes it. I think we believe it. It's headed to a 32-team Super League. Money's too great. And your given era. It sure as hell isn't now. I think the 4-team was a very beautiful but brief time in history. The BCS I didn't have as big of a problem with. I didn't. The bowl game still mattered, but I thought the sweet spot was probably the 4-team. But if you told me we could go back to 1995, I wouldn't hate it. Conferences made sense.
Was that just the AP and the coaches poll?
Yeah, the idiot writers and the coaches. It's perfect.
I do not want to go back to that. Because I question whether they even watch the games, either the coaches or the writers. The writers are at the game.
They don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.